A city where real estate interests are put ahead of public spaces and community gardens. This was a common theme among the mayoral candidates who came out for a forum organized by the New York City Community Garden Coalition at Cooper Union's Great Hall. Tony Gronowitz is with the Green Party. He said if he was mayor, he would give the public a veto over private interests.
I'm not going down without a fight, and I'm going to fight till the end to preserve the interests of the public. To hell with Wall Street and to hell with tourism. We need a city that's for the people of the city before the dollar sunk to the point where we are just serfs to foreign interests and every rich person on the planet wants a second house. This makes New York unique in that every person on the planet who has money wants to have a second apartment in New York City. And that's why the real estate's interests have to be curbed, because they are behind the destruction of the community gardens.
Randy Credico, who was director of the Bill Kunstler Fund for Social Justice, says he wants to form a WikiLeaks-type program to cast sunlight on what happens with real estate interests in the city.
You'd roll back real estate expansion. You'd roll back 421A that everyone's exploiting, like that 57 West, where a guy with a $90 million apartment is paying $2,000 a year in taxes. And so that money would be put into community gardens. It's necessary. Have you been to the Bronx? The asthma rate is higher than any place in the country. And community gardens, we need that.
Right now, we have an out-of-touch political class that spends more time at cocktail parties than they do listening to their constituents.
Sal Albanese, a city councilman for 15 years, says the political system is letting young people slip away.
We have a lot of land that the city owns, and we have to stop selling it off to build luxury condos. And one of the reasons why I'm not accepting money from developers is because everywhere I go around the city, there are issues where communities are up in arms over libraries being sold off, hospitals being sold off to build luxury condos. And I want you to know that many of my opponents in this race are loaded down with development money. And I just want to be able to make decisions on the merits.
George McDonald built the Doe Fund, which helps formerly incarcerated and homeless New Yorkers by giving them jobs cleaning up the city. He addressed the Community Garden Coalition.
But I think that you need a mayor that really does understand the value, and we need a new way of accounting for the benefits of what it is that you all do. I mean, if we look at it in the silos of city government, we'll never move beyond where we are. If we look at it like we're all in this together and we want to teach our children about organic food and we can grow that food at that school and then they can eat that food. That's what we're doing in our Harlem facility. If you go to doe.org, you'll see pictures of what it is. But I think that, you know, just a continuum of healthy food and education around that healthy food is what any intelligent group of people, and that's what we are, should do.
McDonald asked people in the Great Hall for help getting on the ballot. City Council Speaker Christine Quinn is the front runner in the race for mayor. She was asked about the transfer of park land to private developers.
I think we have to do as much as we can to minimize that from happening in the future. And when there are times where there are plans that would contemplate that, you have to have much more participatory community conversations about that and whether the positives of it outweigh the negatives of it. And when that does have to happen, and it should only be in situations where we have no other choice, and the developers or the city makes real promises of other land or other compensation, we need to have real clawbacks built into those deals so if they don't follow through, there are real penalties and real repercussions. And it's held against you in the future if you come forward to the city looking for other agreements or other deals.
New York City Comptroller John Liu attacked the Bloomberg administration's rush to sell off public land.
You know, it seems like this administration is, in the last 8 months and 3 days, trying to sell off as much property as possible. That is absolutely wrong, and as controller, I'm going to do everything I can do possibly to stop them from doing it, whether it be selling off some of the open space that remains in our communities, selling off a good property in NYCHA communities for luxury development. That's absolutely wrong. I was about to say it, okay? We've got these, they're saying they want to sell some of these rather historic buildings in the Brooklyn Public Library system. And it's an effort to kind of shore up the bottom line, so to speak. But I'm not convinced, because the problem is, once you sell off a public asset, you never get it back. We do not want that to happen. These assets are for the public good. And there are other ways to find the resources, as opposed to nickel and diming the public in exchange for huge giveaways to private developers. We've got to stop that.
Some of the candidates running for New York City mayor at the New York City Community Garden Coalition Forum. Information is at nyccgc.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York. Oh, good.